dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and talk to our man, the Locker, Craig Lachlan. Locker, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. Getting ready, watching the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's been an exciting time, other than the Caps are out.
Yeah, they're out. But have you been impressed with the Panthers?
Yeah, dude, Florida's a wagon.
Yeah, Florida can really go. And Florida, the GM brought in some good pieces, you know, bringing in Marchand and guys like that, I think really pushed them over the top. They're very solid all around, and their goaltender is world-class in Bobrovsky. They're going to be a tough out for whoever comes out of the West.
For sure. I almost don't want to think like this, but I'm curious. Obviously, the Caps kind of got run over by the Hurricanes. And then the Hurricanes kind of get run over by the Panthers. Is it too much extrapolation to wonder how far away the Caps are from like another cup run based on those results? Or is it a little more fluky different?
I think it's different. I think the Caps, as we all know, this season had an outstanding season. I think they, you know, during the course of the season, they won some big games. They went through some big stretches with everybody playing at the highest level. The Caps at the time this season had 7 or 8 guys that had career years, and that's hard to manufacture in any sport. And in the playoffs, to me, they were simply shut down by Carolina's speed and forecheck. They couldn't get out of their zone, so then you're not producing, you're not generating offense, you're spending too much time in your own zone. And your legs get fatigued, your mind gets fatigued. It's hard to play defense. You love to play offense in every sport as a player. And to me, they just ran out of gas. And the Hurricanes are a heck of a hockey team, but it also shows you some of their shortcomings watching what Florida did to them. I didn't think Carolina had enough grit and grime to their game to match with the Kachucks and type of defense that Paul Maurice plays. They're a go-go team too, but they're also a team that has a tremendous amount of sandpaper in their game. Every stoppage of play, there's a face wash, there's a hit to the head, there's a push, there's a shove, they run into the goaltender. All the things that maybe had the Caps done some of that to Carolina, that might have slowed them down a little bit, and they just didn't have it in their tank after a long, grueling season that a lot of people, when you look at it, if you would have said at the start of the season the Caps would have been first in the East, I would be surprised if 1 out of 10 people would have told you that. So to me, the Caps had a great season, and they get through the first round, but they can't match Carolina's forecheck. That was the difference. Carolina is ferocious, but Florida, guys, is even tougher because of the crap they do after the whistle and in the corners and running into you. There's way more contact in Florida's game than what Carolina showed in the playoffs.
Can we get to the point and play that type of game?
I think we can. I think you're going to see some changes this season. I think you're going to see some forwards be moved out of town and some new forwards brought in. Again, the mandate here in Washington is to get younger, to get faster, and now you get somebody with some more grit coming in and things like that. I think that's going to play into the hands of the Caps. I don't think the Caps are out of the so-called Stanley Cup window, especially the way Ovi played. But again, guys, he's 40 years old. Can he duplicate what he did this year? That's another guy that had a career year. Can they put together 8 or 10 guys that have career seasons to push them over the top and get into the playoffs, number one, and number two, go long in the playoffs? To me, that's still up in the air, but I'm sure that, you know, Chris Patrick and company are working on ideas to make this team even better after seeing some of their shortcomings against Carolina.
Well, and I was really impressed last year by kind of, you know, they're in a tricky spot because they were trying to rebuild and give Ovi a chance at the record at the same time. And maybe rebuild's too strong of a term, but like, you know what I mean? They kind of had like competing agendas that they were able to merge, which was really hard to do. And I think some of these young dudes, Protus, Chychrun, like a lot of these dudes that'll only continue to get better, I think gives them a real chance at keeping the window alive with Ovi, you know? Does that make sense?
I think so. Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think, you know, there's never now, remember, guys, you can't say rebuild in Washington anymore. We're not in that mode. We want to continue to have a chance to win. And the mandate is let's spend to the cap. Let's get the best players. Let's put the best product on the ice and let's go for it. And that's what they did this past summer. It was amazing what they did in about a week in June to put this team into a playoff position, number one, to push them into the second round, number two, and to push them into this situation where they have a lot of good young players. Their stable is very good. So now they've got to make decisions on who they bring back. Are they going to bring back Beauvillier? Are they going to bring back Mangiapane? Are they going to bring back X, Y, and Z? To me, that's the $10 million question. How are they going to work through those type of things? Plus, they have some guys coming up on contract next year, like a Connor McMichael. He's still, you know, he had a bridge deal, so now he's going to probably want big dollars after the season he had last year. So you've also got to work the cap. But the guys they brought in and signed long-term, like a Chychrun, like a Protus that still signed long-term because he jumped on the opportunity for a five-year deal, they probably got him at a steal after you saw that he was a 30-goal guy. Can they replicate that? That's my question. Can they get the same type of stellar goaltending? It's going to be a tough season next year. Everyone's going to have them marked down as one of the top teams in the league now. And how do you get over the hump next year just to get into the playoffs in a very parity-driven league like we have now in the NHL?
I mean, you are speaking the truth.
And
it also is difficult just because of the way the playoff scenarios are driven up that it looks like Caps would have to face Carolina again if they are to advance. We're talking with our friend Craig Lachlan here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give the Locker a follow at Lachlan 18, LAUGHLIN 18. Locker, I also wanted to ask you, I think you'll be biking to the beach that day, B, but I believe I'll be broadcasting from your golf tournament. I know it's coming up in a few weeks, June 20th at Norbeck Country Club. Just tell folks kind of what you get a lot of Caps guys, a lot of people together for a really good cause and what you hope to get done that day.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's one of two tournaments that we have for our foundation and rare cancers. And Norbeck has been a fantastic partner with us. When they came to me a couple of years ago with Al Koken's support, it was amazing to have another group of people to extend our golf tournament that we have in Crofton here in September to Norbeck. Norbeck is a fantastic course. We've never done it on a Friday, so it's a kickoff to a wonderful weekend. You get to work in the morning. It's a 1 o'clock start. We have pickleball. We'll have auctions. We have a lot of people coming. To me, it's a great course to get out and play, and we're so thrilled to be partnering with them once again to try to raise money for our cause. And to me, it's just great. I'm going to be able to get out there. I hope. I haven't golfed yet with my heart surgery that I had, the open heart surgery that I had, but they said I'm okay to golf now. So everybody on the other tees, look out for me because my balls may be coming that way. But we're gonna have a and I'm hoping you guys, I'm glad you're broadcasting for that tournament. We'd love to have you broadcast at our tournament on September 9th. I know it's in the middle of the NFL season, but man, we'd love to have you out here too.
I'd love to lock her, but those Septembers get a lot trickier than the May and Junes.
I don't think we know if they're coming or going when September comes.
Yeah. Well, hell, September 9th, I mean, they play in
Greece. September 8th.
I'll be riding the bike Monday, your direction, Locker. You live that way going towards Annapolis, right?
Yes, right in
I'm going to be riding
from Annapolis.
I'm riding the bicycle from D.C. to Dewey Beach that day.
Wow.
July 20th. I mean, June 20th.
I know you're, I see all your Instagram stuff. You are quite the cycler, man. I do the Peloton. I don't move from my basement. But I love the fact that you're doing that. Tell me when you're around here. I'll get out my car and see if I can find you.
Yeah, give me a ride. Okay, a couple miles.
Locker, I will not be riding a bike to the beach. I'll be hanging out at your tournament.
I know that's going to be great.
I did want to ask you on a personal level, obviously, you know, the last, I guess, 6 months-ish or so have been challenging for you. How are you feeling now? And what have you kind of learned
about you
yourself? Over this period where you've had some health struggles.
Well, it was a surprise, right? And Thanksgiving, right around Thanksgiving when they said, hey, you need total heart surgery. It's like my doctor told me, he says, your heart now is ironclad. And I was like, okay, that sounds good to me. But I mean, the things I had to go through, I was so surprised when you go in for a scan, I was healthy. And I'm just telling that to all the listeners out there. Make sure you get looked at, right?
Yeah.
Make sure you get checked out. I had a scan. So now it's my aorta, it's my valve, it's my bypass that I needed, all these things. But it was getting through all that, and I knew there would be road bumps along the way, right? I had a problem with my lung, so I had to recover from that. I wasn't breathing very good with my left lung after surgery. It's just one of the things that can happen during surgery with a collapsed lung, so I had to battle through that. Then I get through that, and I'm battling again. I was just actually, and thanks for asking, I was just in the hospital last week because they said I had a blood disorder and a blood infection. And I'm like, how is this happening to me? So I had to battle through that, and I'm still battling through that. And to be perfectly honest, I had to have a PICC line put in last week. It's in my left bicep, and I have to have antibiotics every morning that my wife administers for me. She's the best nurse in the world, and she administers that every day, and I have to do that for a 6-week span, so I can't really do a lot of the things I like to do. But I told them when I went in, I said, listen to me, I'm a big tennis guy, I want to golf, put that darn thing in my left arm. So they put it in my left arm, so I'm allowed to play tennis, I'm allowed to work.
Your priorities, huh?
Priorities. I'm allowed to work out. I get on the Peloton every day. I still have heart rehab for another 3 to 4 weeks, which is 3 times a week, where they push you aerobically and cardiovascularly at a clinic in Annapolis. So I still have to do all that. But it just makes you look at life in a little different perspective, that you've got to take advantage of every day you're given and make sure you fulfill it. And that's what I'm doing. I'm enjoying battling through this. I'm going to get through this PICC line thing. It comes out July 1st. That's my next date. It's just like when I came back from heart surgery. My date was to come back for the Caps on that Sunday against Buffalo, and I made that date. And then my other date was to return for Ovechkin, score an 895, which I was able to do. So I've hit my sort of plan. And B. Mitch knows this well, that as an athlete, you go in and you set goals for yourself after you're injured, and you do whatever it takes to reach those goals. Mm-hmm. And I'm sort of in that mode now, that I want this PICC line out. I want to be a get back to my total life, taking cold plunges and saunas and all the things that I can't do now with my PICC line, having a few more IPAs than I do right now and having some fun. And I'm not saying that, JP, you weren't an athlete, but I was just talking about B. Mitch and I. That's all.
I get it.
He played guard and tackle.
Guard
that water tackle. Anybody got close?
Not offended whatsoever. We're just happy you're on the right side of this thing and moving forward. And, you know, B and I say this all the time, both the radio coverage here on The Fan with John Walton and the television coverage with you and Joe B and Smoke and Alan and Alexa. We are very lucky. And I think people sleep on the level of hockey fan Brian and I are because we watch all of it and love the sport. And we're very lucky to have the coverage we get of the Caps.
There you go.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Really appreciate that.
All right, Locker, we will see you in a couple weeks. Maybe B'll ride his bike by. We'll find out.
Okay. All the best, fellas. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, man.
That see you. Bye.
Craig Lachlan joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give him a follow at Lachlan18. Really happy his health. What is most important is on the come up.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.